make an announcement. And I'm going to read it because I just don't think I can tell it to you any other way. So please allow me to read this announcement to you. This has been a good discussion this afternoon. And so if you have other questions, you know that we are here at the Western Campus, Dr. Singh, and Dean Delian, Zaria, and myself, and the other leaders on the campus. So please ask us questions if you were too shy, I can't believe that, of the Western Campus, to ask questions today. And thank you for coming because, Doctor, this is your third town hall meeting and second today, right? Second today. So they've been at this a while, so you're on the road. Well, I need to make an announcement regarding my position at Tri-C. And it is with mixed emotions that I inform you that I have made a decision to retire as president on June 30th, 2013. As with everyone who struggles with decisions about retirement, it has taken me several months to make this decision and to come to this conclusion. It is the best for my family and that Lee and I return back to our roots at Claire. Therefore, I'm retiring from this position and from the state of Ohio. Please know that my decision has absolutely nothing to do with Dr. Thornton.
She's not as old as I am.
Well, you know, the Pope did it, and you did it. So my husband and I just really need to readjust our personal lives and to be able to support our family and to be able to get their support more close to home. So Dr. Thornton and Dr. Miles are planning to conduct this nationwide search for the best person to fill this presidency at the Western Campus and the leadership of Brunswick University Center. There may be internal as well as external candidates, and Dr. Miles has pledged to conduct a fair search that will include the faculty, administration, and community members in the recommendation process. The next person, as you know, will be extremely fortunate to have such a strong faculty, such a great staff at the campus, and a strong administrative team for support. For those of you who know me well, you will not see me slacking off these next few months. We're going to get it all done. Our campus leadership will continue to tackle very difficult problems and will work closely with all of our constituent groups to improve our campus until I'm gone June 30th and then you're on your own. I will miss all of you, and I'm extremely and eternally grateful that Dr. Thornton provided me the opportunity to serve as your president, and that you picked me because, you know, you got to test drive me a little while before that selection was made. So I have been here for over 7 years. I thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity.
For some of you, it was not a surprise. And I think that I can easily speak for Dr. Rawlins saying how difficult the decision is for her to retire. She loves this campus with great passion and has served as your leader in a way that was just outstanding. When I asked her when she was hired, initially for the district office, and I said, oh my goodness, this woman has too much passion and fire to be in our district office. She wants to be with students. She wants to be out on the campus. She wants to be with faculty. And it became clear to me very early on that someone with that much sunshine in her life and her soul would not be happy away from a campus space. So, as you know, we were at this campus in need of the leadership, and she came out and agreed to serve as the president of this campus. And then we were prepared to do a search, but you asked if she could stay. and that we would not do a search, that you were pleased with Dr. Rawls' leadership and that you wanted her to stay here with you as your president. Wow, what a great decision you made, because you have had an outstanding president at this campus.